day. Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
And we have to think here. Centaurs? We have Chris and J.C. Johnson trying to confuse me. That's what it's all about. Tell me more.
Well, we jumped off the Grand Canyon, and we jumped on the back of a centaur. That's what we did.
Okay.
So we're going in a different direction. I was talking to Chris about this yesterday, too. He was talking about the Bigfoot activity out in this area. And I've actually gotten more reports of centaurs than Sasquatch this spring.
Describe the centaur for our listeners.
Half man, half horse.
Okay, we're talking
like
about
Greek mythology.
Sure. We're talking about Wrath of the Titans or something like that.
This is what the people are reporting in. One of the most interesting reports and stories that's ongoing right now, and I'm digging deeper into it, I'm going to try to get Chris down for it, and we're going to go pursue these things on horseback. But there's a missionary situation with, I believe it's a Catholic church. I'm getting more details, but it's on the Apache Reservation. And the missionaries are being harassed and terrified by a centaur that keeps coming, walking through the graveyard, and walking around the church.
I'm just going to stop. I'm gobsmacked.
You know what Chris said yesterday? He goes, that's crazy, man. I said, what? The books you write and the guests you have on this program, you're saying that's crazy. It's something that happens out here quite often. And one of the best reports I got was a lady was working at a convenience store out by Blanco. And some
Explain
English
Explain where that is to our listeners.
Blanco is just outside of Farmington, near the Four Corners area. It's heading out toward Navajo Dam, which the San Juan River is dammed up, and you have Navajo Lake. And then they have releases out of the dam for the river, San Juan River, one of my most favorite places on earth. Anyway, we had a carload of English tourists. Two of them were on the road, blocking the road. They swerved and missed them, and there was another one on the side of the road. And they went into this convenience store where this lady was working, and they were like, oh, is this not marching? They were tore up about what they saw, and they said, is this a regular occurrence? And the lady working at the convenience store told them, not to her knowledge, was this something regular that happened. And another report just outside of Farmington near, I believe, Waterflow, a road crossing during the night. This guy had a full view, and it's a really well-lit area, too. There's a convenience store and another store almost parallel to each other on the highway, and they've got a bunch of lighting there. And this guy saw a centaur cross the road. And just haul ass out of there, take off.
Are we talking about a full-sized horse with the man's torso on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what is really interesting, I want to get out to this mission on the Apache Reservation and talk to these missionaries that are being tormented by this centaur and do a stake out there.
Now, when this creature or whatever it is shows up, does it physically have the power of speech, or does it growl? What does it do?
I don't know. And, you know, we've talked about, was there ever any vocalizations, and I haven't got any word back on that. But the heavy clomp, clomp, you know, it sounds like a horse running around. When it's on the pavement, galloping on the pavement, it sounds like a horse. So whether we're dealing with something interdimensional or something of that nature, it does take on a physical attribute to make noise when it's galloping or walking around.
Now, other than this location, where else have you seen them?
I put a sketch up on Chris's page on Facebook of a sketch Leonard Dan did of a centaur. And it's like a hairy man attached to a horse. And he's gotten reports himself. This is something that's been going on for some time out here. And I thought it unusual that I've gotten more centaur reports than Bigfoot reports this spring.
Now, is there a historical record of this?
You would have probably different names for it with the Navajo, and you'd probably have different names for it with the Jicarilla, Apache, and so forth. You would have different names for this entity.
It's the first time I've ever heard about it, though. I've never heard of anything like this ever, anywhere.
It looks to me, the picture, the drawing that you have on the Facebook page, this is on Christopher O'Brien's Facebook page, if he'll accept your request for friendship, what you're seeing here is what looks like a hairy man. Hairy legs in the front, and the back is the horse's backside.
And that's the reports that Leonard got. The other reports, something more along the lines of a more human torso and less hairy, but long hair. Long hair on the human torso attached to the horse.
He must have a pretty good cosmetologist. Who are the people that do the laser hair removal?
He's going to need treatment, very big treatment, this guy, sure.
It's like trying to pluck hair from a Bigfoot. You got to watch out. I mean, you got to really be careful. Really, JC, have you ever heard of this type of creature ever reported prior to these reports?
A few years ago, yeah. A few years ago. And then this year has been a lot more active with these kind of reports. And it's something I want to go check out. I mean, if you take on a physical form, then me and Chris O'Brien can run these things down on a really fast Mustang and rope it and bring it in.
Yeah, dart it.
I think there's a horse out there you can get. It's called Silver. They're making a new Lone Ranger movie now, by the way. So I guess you get the great horse Silver and you chase after the centaur.
Johnny Depp's been all over the reservation. All over.
Johnny Depp, ladies and gentlemen, will play Tonto in the next Lone Ranger film. It's going to be Tonto without the pigeon English.
Yeah, it's like, what do you mean, we, white boy?
What that you say, Kemosabe? None of that stuff. You know.
Well, once again, Tonto is kind of Spanish slang for fool. And Kemosabe means, what do you know? So, I mean, you know, that's a dysfunctional relationship with their names right off the start. Yeah. Dysfunctional.
Makes Batman and Robin look normal.
Or the Green Lantern.
Well, with the Green Hornet, who was the great-grandnephew of the Lone Ranger in the legend, the Green Hornet, Kato, was the modern-day equivalent of Tonto.
Yep.
What that you say, Mr. Britt?
Played by Bruce Lee in his first real major role.
This was the TV series that only lasted a single year, and it was produced by the same people who brought out the 1960s version of Batman with Adam West and Burt Ward. And now you know, ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the story. But how this relates to centaurs, I don't know. What you're saying here is that this specific set of cases and maybe something else you've heard is pretty much it. It's not something that you can go through history and say, let's look for the centaurs.
No, I don't think it would be something ingrained in any particular culture or society out here in the Four Corners. I don't think, you know, like, you know, Bigfoot with the Dene, the Navajo, they call him Yeetzo, which means giant hairy oaf, and he's also a cannibal.
My wife says that
also,
about me. Gene, you giant,
okay, hairy giant
oaf.
Hairy oaf. He also walks below the mountains, and he makes the rain come.
All right.
But as far as something with a centaur, I don't think we have anything really ingrained into the culture yet.
With a centaur, they just
is this a recent thing that's going on? That's a possibility.
They've just seen that's it.
Could it be some sort of Island of Dr. Moreau experiment gone bad? What do you think?
My opinion on a lot of these different things where we've got a superior DNA combined with animals, we can produce something like a centaur or a mermaid or something of that nature.
Yeah, talk about the mermaid sighting or the merman sighting. What lake was that?
Morgan Lake, and what it is, it's a hot pool.
And I'll tell you, we're going to have to talk about mermaids and not about Daryl Hannah. With Gene...
Not about Daryl Hannah.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, let's see, we started with the underground civilization that will be overwhelmed with an Indian casino. We have centaurs, we have mermaids and mermen. All right, we are with Gene and Chris. We have cryptozoologist J.C. Johnson. J.C., tell us more about the mermaids and the mermen.
We've got a hot pool, which is a cooling tower. There's a coal-burning plant out here near Farmington, and the name of the lake is Morgan Lake, and they pump the water through to cool the coal burning type situations that they're generating power with. So the temperature of the lake in some places is 90 degrees. Other places it's probably, you know, low 80s, high 70s, depending on how far away you get from the plant. Had a Navajo couple out there, and they were in a fishing boat, and I believe they had like a 5-horse motor, which, you know, on a standard 12-foot fishing boat, they could probably crank along at about maybe 12, 15 miles per hour. They came across something underneath the water that was intriguing to them, covered in scales, but it had a human form, and it was swimming like Aquaman, and they gave pursuit. Started pursuing this swimming thing, and it was really hauling butt. And there's a freshwater system that's brought in from the San Juan where they can really crank some water in to fill the lake up. And it went into the freshwater channel, and their outboard couldn't go up any further. That's as far as it could get, and that's where the merman escaped. But they were right on top of this guy, and he was barely in front of them as they were pursuing the swimming merman. Into the freshwater channel.
Did they describe it as having like a fish tail, like your typical?
Yes, but there was a split. And this merman was, you know, cranking along, you know, 12, 15 miles per hour underwater. That's pretty quick. So, I mean, I don't think they were on top of a diver in some unusual suit. I'm taking them for what they saw.
Have you ever had any reports like this before of aquatic humanoid forms?
When we get into a different situation, there's a snake girl or snake people, and they swim in schools on the San Juan River. Now, that might be the merman-mermaid kind of situation, only being described differently by the locals as snake people. Also told that the snake woman, snake girl, snake people sometimes submerge themselves in water holes out in the desert and wait for livestock to come and drink, or wild animals like deer and so forth to come and drink, and then they harvest them, jump up out of the water and kill them and eat them.
Oh, boy. Man, that would ruin my fishing trip.
Well, you know, imagine me cruising down the river in my 12-foot kayak thinking about all this stuff. Okay, I've got giant snakes that could probably swallow my boat.
Anaconda.
Snake girl, and I've got mer people. This is all a great time. And this murky water is going to cover up anything that's down there.
As far as mermaid legends, anything else around the world that you've looked into?
Not really, no. And it goes a long ways back. And it goes back to, I believe, a DNA manipulation. In my opinion, it goes back to Genesis 6.
Well, DNA manipulation says E.T. came here and was having a little bit of fun with us.
Well, that's what I told David Hatcher Childress around the campfire. I said, you know what? I'm on the same page as you, but instead of saying ancient aliens, I would say ancient angelic principalities.
It's just you say tomato, I say tomato.
Well, I guess they were alien as far as to us. Either way, there's a DNA manipulation that went on some years ago that affected us to the point that there was the necessity of a flood to wipe out most of it.
Sure, I understand.
And then we go on with further situations where we've got tribes of the Anakim, which are probably Anunnaki, the Anakim and other giant tribes, that needed to be wiped out by direction. It was a bad seed. They had to go. And we've got early people in biblical history who took this upon themselves to go and do this.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all pretty bewildering, but there's got to be something to the myths and legends that have come down to, you know, generations. I think there's something, a kernel of truth at the core of many of these stories. And there's too many similarities between versions cross-culturally around the world. It's just too coincidental for there not to be some sort of germ of truth somewhere at the core of these traditions, because there's too many similarities. So
this is the big thing, Chris. and that is that we have consistency of these legends around the world. It's not as if, you know, one particular tribe or something has a legend and another one has a different legend. It is similar legends everywhere, which leads you to believe there was, one, some sort of meeting of the minds among all these early civilizations. Number two, it's real.
Yeah, well, I always have come down on the side of there being commonality, there being correlation at the core of many of these traditions. When I wrote the book Stalking the Tricksters, I went through and looked at all the various trickster forms from around the world, and I was absolutely amazed at the variety and similarities between a lot of these traditional cultures versions of these trickster forms. And I think the same holds true into the paranormal, into the realm of crypto creatures and fantastic phenomenal entities, if you will. And there's too much similarity. So I think we need to factor out a lot of these potential closed system explanations before, you know, again, we jump off planet. But that's just me, Jane. I'm kind of weird that
way.
Well,
I understand, though, if you're getting evidence of ancient Egyptians in some place in Arizona, in an underground city, and you have to wonder, why go underground? What were they doing? Why would they do this underground? To hide this stuff, or because they were protecting themselves from some kind of outside cataclysm?
That would be my opinion, is they were protecting themselves from some type of cataclysm.
So that,
and the Hopi peoples. I mean, this is one thing we discussed, too, with Clifford Mahudi and Ron and so forth. When you have oral tradition and you pass it on from generation to generation, they get together every year and they tell the stories, and they would say, well, Joe, you didn't tell the story quite like that last year. Okay, we're not on the same page anymore. You know, you told the story this way last year. So oral tradition is checked up on every year with the elders.
This is something I try to understand. This is something I try to understand with this situation. How do you keep the stories the same year after year? Because when you tell something to eight consecutive people, and each person in turn is asked to repeat even a very brief story or a joke, they're going to get it so entirely screwed up by the end of the eighth retelling that you have to wonder how the oral tradition survived generation after generation. We'll get into more of this very shortly with Gene and Chris and J.C. Johnson. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and
finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsip, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
And we have J.C. Johnson with Gene and Chris, and we're talking about transferring the oral traditions. So around the campfire, J.C., you're saying they will test the accuracy year after year of these particular tales.
Not around the campfire. This is all done under very specific conditions. These stories are taught the young people, the young initiates. This is a year's process. Many years go by before they're allowed to actually recite these things in any sort of ceremonial way. Even the inflections of the words have to be correct.
Okay, so we're talking about a really intense training program. And maybe we should have that in our schools these days so people can remember things better. I'm serious. I mean, if Indian civilizations can remember things centuries, thousands of years away, and retain this tradition and convey the information accurately year after year because they're undergoing a training process as observers, as reporters, why can't we do that?
Well, that's what we're trying to do, and it's because of the No Child Left Behind initiative. We're now, instead of teaching kids, what we're doing is we're forcing them to memorize so that they will just parrot back to the teacher on tests the exact answers. They have blinders on. We're putting a dampening effect on creative thinking and outside-of-the-box thinking, and we're actually dumbing down our students because we're making them better test takers.
They're robots who could basically take tests, and they go out into the real world trying to apply that practical knowledge, and problems arise.
Exactly. When I worked here with Stage 3 Productions here in Sedona, we would get resumes and requests from newly graduated film students, film school students from the Zaki Gordon Institute. And the few that we did hire, we literally had to untrain them or uneducate them and then train them how to do it in the real world. So there's two different there's two different paradigms going on here. One is an academic sort of approximation of the real world, and you have the real world. And unfortunately, the two don't meet up. In traditional indigenous cultures, it's all one thing. So you don't have that sort of weird disconnect, for lack of a better word.
So they knew how to educate their children all these years in the indigenous civilizations among these people, but we can't figure out how to do it with all our advanced technology.
An oral tradition tells us a lot of different things, especially from Leonard Dan's oral tradition. It goes as far back as remembering that at one time there were two moons. That's how far back from his clan the oral tradition has been repeated. At one time, there were two moons, and these were stories that his grandfather told him.
How long ago are we talking about here?
Who knows? Who knows? I remember rolling up on Leonard Dan one day. We were doing a river trip, and he was in his kayak that we specially kind of designed for him. Something blew up out of the brush, and this is some years ago. And I heard it explode up out of the brush, and he kind of beached his kayak a little bit, put the nose up on the shore, and he was like kind of peeking around, looking around, and I rolled up on him. I go, what was that? Was that a deer or an elk or what the hell was that? He goes, oh, it was a cocopelli. I'm going, okay. And later by the campfire, we got the rest of the river party down. We set up and got their tents put up, and everybody's all comfy and happy, having a few cold ones by the fire. And I asked him, I said, cocopelli's the flute player. He goes, no, cocopelli was the house pet of the Anasazi. And who named the Anasazi? The Navajo. It means ancient enemy. He said they were particularly vicious little creatures. I said, well, it's a flute player. He goes, no. He goes, that's the tube that comes out of the back of their throat to suck the blood of the victim after they slash the jugular vein with their claws on their front hands or whatever.
Okay, we got vampires back in this again.
We've got chupacabra. Cocopelli is chupacabra.
Right. I'm saying it's the vampire tradition.
Yeah. But you imagine, you know, you come home and, you know, what do you feed your cocopelli when you come back from working your fields all day?
Well, you know, you have it as a pet, yeah. Of course. You have to walk the creature. And then, of course, you buy the food over at the local supermarket.
But, you know, I was blown away by his description of what cocopelli really was. And it's unfortunate we get two or three PhDs that get together and decide something is so it becomes fact, where we have no written history from the Anasazi other than the rock drawings they left us. And they come to these conclusions. And cocopelli's been romanticized as so many different things. When actually cocopelli, in my opinion, from Leonard's oral tradition, is chupacabra.
Are they friendly, dangerous? What do we say?
I think they're very dangerous.
If they're sucking your blood, I guess it would be.
Well, we've got a lot of different outfits running some cattle down along the San Juan River, and Leonard says they'll jump up on a cow's back and ride them till they get comfortable with them. Then they bust open a vein and take the blood out. And then they will hold the vein till it coagulates back together. He said some of these cattle coming into the slaughterhouses, if you look, would have dozens of scars on their back.
Does that convey some sort of disease?
No, it's just the scars from the cocopelli chupacabra opening up the veins to get some blood.
They're not basically bleeding the creature dry, just taking a little slit.
No, that's what Leonard said. These ones are smart. You know, you've got stuff down south, South America, they go crazy and they rip up 40 goats and suck them dry and take off. He said, these ones are smarter.
Yeah, it's like the Maasai in Africa. They'll walk for many miles with their herds of cattle, and they'll have selected cattle where they stop the herd, and then they'll make a slit in the jugular vein of the cow, and they'll drink lunch, and then put some mud and plaster on it so that it coagulates, and then keep walking.
Exactly.
Sounds like smart creatures. Do they do that with human beings, too, or is it just cattle?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I've seen their tracks, too, and it looks like a little baby's foot with long, three long toes. Leonard said that they walk with the claws retracted. So I've never seen a track where, you know, their claws were out. But the bottom feet that they have, look, it looks like a baby's foot with three very longer toes.
You're going to scare everybody in the audience out there from ever hanging out in Farmington.
We're at the epicenter of the high strange weirdness.
Yeah, yeah, and so it would appear.
Okay, so how about just a plain, ordinary flying saucer?
I can't catch one.
Well, have you caught anything? What have you caught? Have you caught anything, seriously?
We're involved, some of us out here, in a DNA study where we've been able to produce blood, skin, and hair, and on another situation, some more blood for a very large study that's going on, probably at this point with over 130 samples on a global scale. So without physically catching Bigfoot, or furry one, as I call them, we've contributed to something that's going to reveal that we're sharing this planet with something we can't explain. I think that's really what it comes down to. But we've got their DNA. Got you.
Okay, that's the Bigfoot, but what about the UFOs?
I can't catch one.
Okay.
I can't catch one. I'm curious. I mean, we look at all kinds of wondrous things going on in the night sky, and we wonder, is that ours? Is that theirs? Is that them? Who's the them? We don't know.
JC,
I can't fly up there and catch one. So my interest in things going on in the night sky are probably a lot less than most people.
You're fascinated, but you can't catch it because you can't catch it. You can't put your fingers on it. You can't take DNA samples. Maybe you're not quite as interested. We have J.C. Johnson with Gene and Chris for one more segment. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best, or less, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have J.C. Johnson. And as far as UFOs are concerned, or flying saucers, or whatever you care to call it, he's not quite as interested because he can't reach up and touch that thing.
Well, Gene, I wonder where J.C. comes down on the Aztec crash, having lived in that area for decades. What is your feeling about the 1949 Aztec crash that is being covered in Scott Ramsey's new book?
Out in that area, there's just nothing grows. Nothing grows. Not since the whatever happened there, nothing grows. And they do tours out there and things like that. Something happened there. Something interesting happened there. Was it one of our things? Something we were working on that crashed? I don't know, but nothing grows there. The whole area that they're talking about. It's null and void of any kind of life or vegetation to this day.
How far are you from Aztec?
About 12 miles.
Oh, okay. Now, do the people in Aztec talk about this case?
Some of the old-timers still talk about it. And they've all been in books and everything else. And then there's a lot of tight-lipped things going on out there also. This was, I guess, last year they canceled the UFO convention that they normally have there. They canceled it.
Right.
Yeah, it started getting a little new agey, and they couldn't attract the folks to travel all the way there.
I'm really tolerant of people wearing tinfoil hats. I don't have a problem with that. It's okay. It's all right.
You would have loved the Mystic Barber. He wore the tinfoil thing to ward off evil aliens and Deros. He really did.
I wonder if you could wear a tinfoil hat and ward off the infrasound from Sasquatch. That's interesting. Think about that.
The what sound?
The infrasound, or the mind speak, or as Matt Moneymaker says, getting zapped.
That's interesting. Probably make it bounce around inside your skull all that much more.
That's probably worse. And my brain is beer-soaked as it is. It's not going to bounce around too much. Yeah, it just kind of slosh around. It's not going anywhere. They got me in the line between the legs. That's the last time I got zapped. And I woke up in the morning, and if I was going to say I got zapped or whatever it is that's going on with your brain, when they rewire your brain, and a lot of the Native American descriptions of Sasquatch, The name translates down to the one who makes you forget. And I've been zapped a few times.
This is their version of the Neuralizer.
I think so.
The Neuralizer, ladies and gentlemen, is the device they use in the Men in Black movies, all three of them, to wipe your brain clear of what you saw.
Well, I don't know what happened to me on Mount Shasta, but I don't remember. Probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes. We talked about that.
Yeah, I do not know. And you're not a crazy man. You're not all these other things. You got zapped. As Matt Moneymaker would say, you got zapped. I've seen Igor Borsev in a video where he was up in Washington State, and he had to move off this trail because he was getting zapped. And they ran him down the trail, and do you feel better now? He says, yeah. But he knew what was happening to him.
Well, I don't know what happened to me, but it scared the feces out of me.
Oh, boy. Got real close there. And you have to kind of think here, that's just like missing time.
Exactly.
Ooh, we said it at the same time. Exactly.
Exactly.
It's also synchronicity, ladies and gentlemen, that these two people, widely apart in terms of distance, not that far apart, are saying the same thing at the same time, not visually seeing each other. All you can see basically when you connect, I have Chris's picture from about 40 years ago, and I have JC with the glasses and everything.
Chris's picture is a question mark.
Oh, you see the question mark. No, I see a real picture.
It makes you wonder.
That's right. Why are they different?
It makes you wonder.
This is a mystery here. Who is Chris O'Brien? Is he really
a
fixture?
He's a question mark. Ooh, that makes you think, too.
That's right.
I've been called a lot of things, but I hate it when I get called late for dinner.
But the last time I got zapped was in Land Between the Lakes in Kentucky back in June of last year. And I got up in the morning, and I got hammered. And I tried to fight it. Normally, what I'll do is I play the Rolling Stones in my onboard iPad, you know, that's in my brain. I start cranking out the Rolling Stones or something, and I block it. They got me, and they got me bad. I mean, I had to exit my tent, and I had everything coming out of all exits by the time I got to the back of the woods. They got me. They hammered me.
Isn't it fascinating how iPads get into the equation everywhere? Everybody's got an iPad. The local rental office at the complex where I live, they're getting iPads now.
Well, I have an iPad built into my brain.
Oh, is that it?
That when they're trying to zap me, I start playing the Rolling Stones or something.
Any particular song?
And I push them up.
Sympathy for the Devil or something?
Yeah, I was going to say.
She's So Cold is good. No, She's So Cold. That's a good song.
Right.
And
I'm so hot for her.
Yeah, that's it. And it freaks him out. Like, why is he playing this? And we can't get to him now. But they got me.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Once they got me, they got me.
I don't want to assume what they're drinking at this point in the show.
Yeah, you talk about getting up in the morning and being hammered.
They got me hammered. They hammered
like
me.
You had a heck of a party the night before.
No. On location. We're on location.
I couldn't resist.
That's okay.
Hey, I saw you in action.
The devil made him do it.
No, he's all business when he's out in the field. This was our first chance to really get out and explore together during our recent trip. And I could tell JC's spent a lot of time in the outdoors and just has a natural sense about him when it comes to new and different places. And rather strident conditions. I'll tell you, I've always wondered what it would be like to be in the world's largest blow dryer, and I found out when we were out there that second day. I mean, we're talking 40, 50 mile an hour steady wind, and it's like almost 95 degrees out.
But we adapted to every situation. That's when you have a successful outing or expedition, is when you adapt to everything. And we did. We all pulled together. This is how this works. Let's do this. Let's try that. And if that doesn't work, then we put our minds together and we try something else. You know, just getting shade was a challenge.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, shade was, it's a good thing we didn't try to camp further out, boy, I'll tell you. We were all walking commercials for Chapstick. I'm Gatorade.
Okay, just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Chapstick, Gatorade. Let's send the salespeople after them and maybe get them on the next show to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, poor Ron Regera. Now, we need to shout out to him. The day after he got back, he discovered he had a detached retina, which he had to have surgically reattached.
Oh, boy.
So it was. I mean, we were talking real rigorous conditions out there, and I'm glad I didn't bring a certain girlfriend of mine out there because...
You'd be looking for a new girlfriend.
I think so. Or I'd be looking for her because she would have crawled under some rock somewhere to escape the wind and the sun.
All in all, we came out unscathed, except Ron, with a detached retina.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, great what trip. Might happen here? Let me great start trip. The conspiracy theory before we wrap it up. It's not Chris... and JC that's here. It's the replacements. JC Johnson, tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff, assuming you're not a replacement.
I've replaced JC Johnson. He's in an underground facility that's thousands of years old. Thousands of years. Anyway, you can find me on Facebook, JC Johnson. You can go to our Crypto Four Corners, CryptoFour, CryptoFours, Crypto Four Corners, on YouTube. Find us there. Find me on Facebook and open up a dialogue. And we probably, at this point, I've got 32 public videos of research, actually on-scene forensic situations where we've got horrible animal mutilations going on.
So much more with J.C. Johnson. Chris O'Brien's site, OurStrangePlanet.com. In the final stages of a big makeover. You can check us out, theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. On Twitter, we are The Paracast. We also have a fan club on Facebook. We're all over the place, aren't we? This has been a fascinating, entertaining session. Thank you so much, Chris, for setting this up. JC Johnson, thank you for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Pleasure to be back, guys. Pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.